Hello, and welcome back to Hindsight 2020, where even with disadvantage, you still come up 2020. Say hello, players!
Hello, players!
Well, we have some exciting times going on, so we're going to try to jump in real quickly as soon as we go through our recipe for this week. Sarah!
The mystery of the invisible Ziggy continues, and here we have a dish inspired by this odd character trait. Dive into this yummy Thai-inspired dish featuring what else? Glass noodles.
All right, thank you for that, Sarah. And without further ado, actually, hold on. Oh, and one more, I guess two more things before we hop in. First is, if you haven't listened to our heist yet, go ahead and check it out. It's on our, well, it's on the same channel. We just have it, it's under Heist Site, and we got a few episodes for you.
It's fun. It's got a little bit of everything, once you guys agree. It's got heart. It's got humor, action, intrigue.
So much blood.
Blood.
It's the twist at 32 minutes, 45 seconds.
Gonna have to like edit something. It's literally gonna be like someone like turning a doorknob or like, like
I was thinking
twisting
just the
a
bop
screwdriver
it
or something.
Twist it. Twist it. That's it.
And second is, well, we are going to be actually doing some fun things for our Octobers moving forward. Sarah and I are very big fans of Halloween, and
Kate and
I
are
they
not.
Are too, oh, you're not.
I am.
I'm like, I think Kate is
Come
a big fan of Halloween.
No, we are.
But I can't speak for Jared. But I can speak for Kate.
Jared was sorted into Death Eater House, so.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, yikes. But yes, so for Octobers, we're actually going to be breaking away from our regular campaign and running through the classic Curse of Strahd campaign.
Dun, dun, dun.
Exactly. We're going to have a lot of fun with that. And so this October, we'll be starting at the beginning with the Death House arc. Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun, and we hope you'll join us for that and come back in November when we get back to our regularly scheduled Denian adventures. Without further ado, welcome back to Hindsight 2020. Well, previously, y'all boarded a train bound for Isant and met some interesting characters. A tiefling named Arno, a tabaxi named Archimedes, and a train conductor, a firbolg named Gambel. After breakfast, y'all decided to try to steal some keys from Gambel to gain access to a special item that Archimedes requested be kept on the back of the train. Just see what that's about. On route to the back of the train, you were confronted by a human and an owl folk who claimed to know about the key and want it. They seemed to be willing to fight for it. While talking with Ziggy, Marion used Charm Person on the individual, and in the distraction of the owl folk trying to figure out what was going on with their friend, the party wandered off to the back of the train. There they came across a Goliath named Fenric and an ASMR named Enon. There was a bit of a standoff. No one knew exactly what to do. It was a little uneasy. Marion bamfed her way into the caboose.
That was cool.
Boko stood kind of in between the cars, and Ziggy tried to, you know, be a little, I don't know, charismatic, a little distracting at least to the individuals in the train car. And when it seemed just like they might get away with it, the owl folk busted in, claiming that they had charmed Zat and to get him. Combat ensued. Y'all were victorious. And right at the very end, Arno, the tiefling, showed up in the doorway with Archimedes bound, and that's where we are now. Arno stands at the fore of the car with Archimedes bound. Gregor is with him, and he's just standing there.
All right, so I really don't want to fight through this. We're just trying to get to his goods here. If you could just, please, just move away. I don't want to have to do anything nasty.
Same.
Same.
What? Can you just fill me in on why these guys attacked us?
I'm thinking the same thing, Boko.
Because, do you know them?
That I do.
Are they your friends?
They are indeed.
This is super awkward.
Yes,
They did attack. Well, they jumped Ziggy while we were outside.
And he fell off the train.
Oh, well.
Give me a deception check. Just for context, 22. Ziggy is still invisible. 22?
Oh, that is unfortunate.
Also, for anyone who's close to me, you're going to hear me murmuring, am I alive? Am I alive? Am I alive?
It's me.
Which would mostly be just Boko, who's within 5 feet of me. But I'm currently sitting on the ground, patting myself down, just murmuring to myself, am I alive?
Well, that is unfortunate, but...
Unfortunate?
To be fair, look at what you have done to my comrades.
They didn't give us much choice.
No, Arno, I think there's been a little bit of a misunderstanding here.
More than a little bit, probably.
Do expound, then. Try to help me understand.
Okay. I tried to explain it to you last night. I gave you everything you needed.
Sorry, what? Is this a deception?
Yes.
Okay, just wanted to make sure. Just had to make sure.
I think we both know what's happening here.
But, all right. Could you fill me in? Because I'm a little...
Give me a... either persuasion or deception.
Keep going?
But with disadvantage.
Should I keep going, though?
What do you mean?
Okay. I'll keep going after. With disadvantage, 9.
9.
I don't really recall what you told me last night.
With the scimitar?
The scimitar. Yes, about my scimitar, honey.
Gonna... reaches for his hip, kind of has that brief moment of like, it's still there,
Arno,
right?
We're your backup plan. Your boss hired us to clean up what they thought would be a mess, and it seems like it might be. Now, do you have the keys or not?
Well, if I may, the reason it is a mess is because you got in the way.
No, they weren't doing their job. Well, and then they attacked us out of nowhere. Back me up, Boko.
I'm sorry. I don't know about this boss, but
I hired Boko to join the team.
I'm just very nosy. And the catman was rude. And so I thought it would be fun. I didn't. I don't know who these people are.
It's okay, Boko. You can drop the charade.
Before we go any further, would you allow Gregor to take care of my people there? It's nice and easy. Nice and easy. We're just going to...
No, that's fine.
Oh, you need help with that?
No, it's okay. He's... Okay.
As that's happening and I'm taking a second and starting to gather myself, I'm going to reach out and grab Boko and just be like, Boko, am I alive?
I mean... are you whispering to me?
Yes.
I mean, I can't see you, but I...
You can't
unless you're
me.
A ghost... Look at your hands.
I guess I'd try to look at my own hands.
Can you see your own hands?
Can you see your own hands if you're invisible?
I think that you can. Otherwise, it's like, it really lowers the utility of invisibility if
that's
you can't see your own limbs.
Yeah, wow. I can see my own hands.
I don't know how that works, but I can't see a thing about you.
Okay, what should I do? Apparently, I'm supposed to have fallen off the train.
Just be quiet, I guess.
I'm gonna try to get out of here.
Okay.
I'm gonna head for the caboose.
Okay. You're allowed to head towards the caboose.
Careful not to step on any of the bodies.
Okay. The, just remind me, is it a minute or an hour?
An hour.
It is an hour. Okay.
There's still grease, isn't there?
Grease dissipates okay. after a minute.
And it's also just rough terrain.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so it would be really funny for you to slip and then just be a walking grease shadow.
You do see, if you're paying enough attention, I imagine Marion would see this, a footprint appear temporarily in the grease as they walk by.
Yeah, you can go and do a perception check.
7.
Seven.
As I walk by, I'm going to tap Marion and say, I'm getting out of here.
Okay, good.
Okay. So as that is happening, that little conversation is happening. First off, the train moves out of the tunnel, and you then now have a bit of dim light going on as you remove from the tunnel. The ASMR is no longer your source of light, as she has collapsed on the floor. But now you're still under a large, like, big canopy of trees with just little bursts of light every now and then as you're just moving through branches and trees.
Boko, your sight would be blinding white now.
Oh, no.
My eyes are watering. I just slip the goggles up my forehead as much as I can.
Okay. So that is going on as well. Gregor slowly, you know, leaves Archimedes with Arno and slowly moves forward, and you see he actually gets over to the owl folk and takes a crystal out of a pouch on his left hip and rolls the owl folk over and breaks it on their chest. And you see like a burst of arcane energy, and then it gets absorbed into the chest of the owl folk.
Oh, what happened? Oh,
I'm sorry. I think it was a misunderstanding.
Oh, okay. Can I just sit here for a bit?
Oh. Yeah, I'm going to stay over here.
Okay.
I'm maybe just going to back up to the nearest pile of crates.
Okay. Gregor continues on over to Inan. Same kind of thing. Rolls her over, cracks a crystal on.
No, I feel betrayed by friendship. What happened?
And Gregor then makes his way to Fenric.
While that's happening, would I be able to stealthily open the door to the caboose? Would I be able to clock how distracted people the car are?
Yeah, go ahead and give me stealth, and with advantage, you're invisible.
That's dual 16s.
Okay. That's a different duel, but...
Dirty 20.
Dirty 20. Very nice. Yes. Yeah. You, like, as you approach the door, you've seen it, you know, these doors slide before. You're familiar with trains. You know just how to give it the right touch that it eases open. You sloop in, and it just eases shut. Almost as if, like, a jostle of the train kind of caused it to just open and close real quickly.
Beautiful.
And then in your own time, I'm going to head over towards the cage, but I'll when you're ready.
Okay. All right. And Gregor gets over to Fenric and breaks a crystal into his chest, and there's no response.
I was just about to try and stabilize.
And
what's the plan here, Arno?
Inan.
And he tosses another crystal to Inan. Inan scrambles like, all right, okay. Don't leave me like this, friend. This is not the way. This is not the way.
Oh, and he, no.
Like, now, like, rips the, like, the belt strap off of him, so it's just, like, a bare chest, and smashes another crystal in and just, like, kind of starts almost massaging it into the sternum until, like, the crystal just keeps breaking down further and further and further and further. And...
can I help? Somehow.
Unfortunately not.
Okay.
However, he did get a dirty 20 on that roll, so...
All right, sir.
Boko starts crying.
I've been in better places, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Inan, I thought you were dead.
I thought you were dead.
Inan, is this like Stockholm? Like, what is this?
No, I'm very confused.
We're combatants.
This happened with Splash 2. Maybe it's all just a bunch of misunderstandings every time.
That's deep. That's so deep.
Inan just like, after that whole, you know, was like super frazzled running over, trying to like make it work and like almost like anxiously continuing to like rub the crystal almost into dust just until it worked. But the second, like, Fenric comes back, Enon, like, kind of bolt upright and just kind of stands up and, like, gives a nod to Fenric and is like, it was nothing. Everything fine.
She wasn't worried I was.
But now we have, well, the combatants more or less brought back, actually.
Archimedes, are you okay?
I would be if this ruffian would unhand me.
Why you got him tied up?
It's a bargaining tactic, you know?
He's pretty rude.
You know, Ronas gave me a little heads up after the whole issue with Zet, so I figured I needed some collateral before we made our way back here. And sure enough, here we are.
Oh, he's for bargaining with us?
Oh, that's not... That's...
Yeah, we don't like...
Not gonna
we
work.
Like you more than him.
Oh.
So...
I did.
Well, that's a good point. So, I'm still very confused.
All right, so do I just... And he pulls one of his pistols out and is like, do I just...
Hey, hey, hey!
I mean, I'd prefer if you don't just kill the guy.
Sorry, he's unclear.
Okay, yeah. There's a lot of stuff that's unclear.
You know, we didn't just kill
men
these
tell
people
no tales and all that, you know?
In cold blood. They attacked us, and so we did
fair,
what we
to be
do.
Fair, Zet and Ronas don't take too kindly to the whole getting in the brain game. So, you know.
I guess
little charm person, yeah, you know, I do that all the time, but never to them. They kind of overreact. I thought it was much more deadly than, well, I guess it did turn out to be a little deadly if we surveyed the area
here.
And
I'm just wringing my little hands under my cape.
Like, there was grease on the ground, even though it kind of dissipates. There's still like oil seeps into the wood floor of the carriage. There's blasts of fire, kind of just like charred wood around
the place.
It's a
whole mess in here.
There's the broken glass from the orb that Fenric dropped when Ronas came in yelling that they were onto you.
Oh, yeah.
And otherwise, just boxes scattered and broken from Ronas flying through the air and getting hit and skipping around a bit. And, you know.
Is Venris the owl?
Ronas.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry. That was, Arno. I think Arno was the first one to drop that name, okay. Talking about Ronas coming to get him after Zat was charmed.
Well, people are kind of examining this. The Eldritch cannon that's still on the ceiling will also just pulse from time to time. And. Phew. For anyone within range will feel just this kind of additional strength.
Even the others now?
I don't think so. I think okay. It'll just be the two of you still.
The first time that thing pulses throughout this conversation, like Arno pushes Archimedes in the corner, draws both his pistols, like points one right at the thing. Is like, what is that?
No, oh.
What's
I look up. No, don't do.
I don't trust any.
It just makes us feel cozy.
It's the only thing we have left of Ziggy. Please don't take it from us.
Oh, yeah, I guess Ziggy made that, huh?
It's still Ziggy-based, so I'll let the deception keep going.
Ziggy-based deception. She's like, got it, so we have to frame everything around.
I'm going to go over to it and go, come here, little guy. Come here, try and coax it down onto my wing.
It'll crawl down and then kind of wrap its legs kind of around your head and sit on top of your head.
In front of or behind the goggles or on top?
On top.
Okay. All right. This isn't what I had in mind, but I guess.
You wear it well.
Thanks.
Do I swap a tear from my
cool.
eye?
Cool.
Yeah. Right.
All right.
All right. So, Was he dead when he got kicked off the train?
I don't know, but I don't want to think about it.
Is it worth going back for him?
We can't turn the train around.
Yeah, you know, but you hop off, you take a little walk, you find him. Maybe he's alive, maybe he's not. I don't know. It really depends on how much you care about your friend, really.
How fast is the train? Could I run to catch up again?
No, definitely not.
Okay.
Definitely not.
I'm thinking about it.
So,
maybe I'm gonna go run out to the middle part and just look out over the side.
Just trees and bushes blowing by you. It's fast enough that, like, just looking directly perpendicular to it as it's whipping on past, you get a little nauseous. Okay. Like, it's a quick moving train.
I'm going to stay looking here while they talk and just give it the old thousand-yard stare.
Just trying to muscle your way through the nausea.
Yeah. Arno, I'm a little confused what your plan is.
What my plan is? Well,
your men have stopped us every bit of the way here. I would never have charmed anyone if it didn't call for that or violence, which seemed to be quickly coming upon us.
To be fair, we were here. I received information that the special item was kept in the caboose. So we had plans to go get the key. Ronas goes ahead. She's our scout. Tries to get the key. Instead, hears you talking with the conductor. Hides. You leave.
I have not talked to the conductor once. I don't even know what the...
These two?
This one. Well, I guess...
And then
our dead friend that you won't stop bringing up?
Just gestures.
A very important question. Very important question. His daughter didn't go with him.
No, we don't... I don't know... Who?
There was a little girl calling him father at the... unless Ronas told me wrong. Ronas, did you...
No, I don't think Ziggy brought his daughter on sketchy situations like we're having back here.
Okay, I have no idea what's going on now, because Ronas has never been wrong before. She has very good eyes, very good ears. And... Okay, all right. Shall we start from the beginning? Rewind a little bit. Hello, I'm Arno.
I'm Poco. I yell from outside.
Man.
You sure maybe he's okay out there?
I don't know. Maybe if he landed in like a bush or something, it'd be soft, yeah? Really, it depends on if he was dead before he landed or not.
I don't think he was dead. I say quietly That's to worse. Myself. And then I remember that he's okay and invisible.
Spoke, I need to do a wisdom saving throw. A self-deception.
I'm having a very emotionally intense couple of minutes.
So have you been on this train for this express mission the entire time?
Perhaps.
Figures.
So are we, can we please just...
I want to walk back into the room and ask Marion, did Ziggy have the keys?
Oh, no.
Oh, who had the keys? Because I don't...
You had the keys the whole time?
I didn't.
Are you saying that Ziggy stole the keys when he went into the engine room?
Oh, okay, well, the thing is, I'm pretty sure that I stole the keys.
Oh, are because we having this quietly? I didn't realize that. I was trying to, like, perform for the people in front of the...
I was speaking in a normal volume. So
you did steal the keys.
Yeah, but I thought we were just going to have a fun little sneak around. And,
Well, then right, they're gone with Ziggy.
We've gone on long enough. I'm going to need another deception check from you. Just regular this time. No disadvantage.
19.
Okay.
Holy smokes.
Sorry, and that was for the key, not for Ziggy, just so we're clear.
The key is inside an empty jar. They can check us. They're going to have to put their face inside of that to figure out if it's actually there.
Did you whisper that in character?
Oh.
Can I yell?
The key's inside.
Because you did whisper it, but I don't know if that's... out of character.
You know, it's a pity that Ziggy died with the keys.
There's no
because
way these guys are not eavesdropping on you.
He said Ziggy's not dead.
Oh, that's a D12. That's not going to work.
We're not... I already didn't think. But go for it.
If y'all are talking to each other in the car, of course they're going to be trying to listen.
Oh, no, of course.
That's all I'm saying.
Oh, like, yeah,
this,
yeah,
no, this
yeah.
is just rolling for them
they were
to
listening.
Like,
okay.
Eavesdrop, basically. Yeah. See how much they can pick up. Because, you know, hush voices, but still in the vicinity.
Yeah. Well, I owe you an apology. It seems like your scout was not wrong, but the keys are lost with our dear friend.
All right. So, well, So I guess we'll just have to break the door down. Fenric?
All right.
I've got thieves tools. Would you let me give it a shot?
All right. Fine. But I have you know, if you get between us and it again, I'm not saying I'm going to kill you, but I might toss you overboard with your friend.
I was kind of look. Well, then I'd have to jump.
Arno, why are you threatening us? We're not.
I don't enjoy causing harm to people, but I also am quite unforgiving if someone gets in between me and my goals.
I'm going. I'm going to turn on my heel and walk the 5 feet to the door, and I'm going to try and loudly lock it using my picking tools.
Loudly lock it.
So Ziggy can hear me, but I'm actually trying to lock the door that's open right now.
Okay.
Using a lock pick.
Okay.
So I just want to turn it the opposite direction.
And what are you doing while all this is going on?
The first thing I was going to say is I lock the door.
Oh, good. Okay.
So that's what I was trying to say there. I'm not sure if you'd want to say she notices it's already locked, because I don't know from the inside if I would have to do anything to lock it or if I could just lock it.
From internally, there'd be a latch that you could easily just click shut.
Excellent. Then I'll just mess around. I'm probably notice it's locked. But if...
Yeah, sure.
I'll just mess with it.
Yeah, but there will be no audible click this time. While all this conversation, this resuscitation, this mourning of your loss, surprisingly, what are you doing in the caboose, Ziggy?
I'm slightly touched, first of all. But after locking it and just taking a breath to make sure I am still alive, still confirming that I can, in fact, see my own hands.
Yes.
And not quite understanding why nobody noticed me walking in here, I'm going to walk over to the cage that I'm assuming there's a drape or a cloth or something over it.
So there's actually that 10 by 10 foot square is it almost looks like it's not a jail cell, but it's that same kind of it's a vertical bar structure that's locked. And so it's a separate locking from the actual cage itself. That's the super secret cargo gets all
high
kind
security.
Of stashed in here and doubly locked. Yeah.
So I just want to make sure I understand that. Is it behind another locked or itself, the tarp or cloth and whatnot is locked down on the cargo itself?
The cage has a tarp that's tied down over it, but it is kept inside a 10 by 10 foot cage.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yes,
a cage in a cage.
Yes, a cage in a cell.
A cage in a cage.
Clearly, I design trains for a living.
Or cages.
One of the cages. that you know, you gotta get those extra layers of security, just like an onion, man. You just gotta layer it down.
Okay, and from the outside, this secondary cage that has kind of the expensive cargo in it, I take it it's much too small of a space for me to kind of squeeze between the bars or anything like that?
No, you are not going to be able to squeeze through the bars, no.
Well, I will just start out by trying the lock. Is it open, locked?
It is locked. There's actually a big old padlock on the side where the door would be. We're talking probably for Ziggy, not quite as big as your head, but certainly the size of your hand. Just a giant lock with this huge, probably about inch and a half in diameter clasp going around.
Okay, so it's big.
It's not a bolt cutter kind of lock.
Okay,
unless you have really big.
I do
bolt
have
cutters.
Thieves' tools, which I'm assuming would include a ability to lock pick. So I'm going to try to pick the lock.
All right. Go ahead and roll me a sleight of hand.
Ziggy.
19.
Oh, man. Yeah, it was 18 that we were looking for. So, yeah, it takes, it takes a little bit of work because...
it's a big lock.
Exactly. It's huge. So, there are some adjustments that have to be made just because of the sheer size of it. You have to use some wider gauge picks than you're used to using on some of the smaller locks you've encountered in your time. But with your deft hand, it fairly easily just pops right open.
All right, then I'm going to step in and peek under the curtain.
Okay. To get under the curtain, it is latched down, so you're going to have to, you will have to, like, cut to actually be able to lift the tarp off of it. Like, the tarp is strapped over the cage.
Can it be untied, or does it have to be cut?
You can probably untie it.
Okay, I'll untie it.
Okay, cool. So you go ahead and untie it, and you go to lift the tarp. And, well, first as you bend down to start untying it, you get that kind of sound comes out of the cage. And you see, like, there's just the slightest shadow of movement and almost like a sound happening. And you untie it and you lift the tarp. And inside the cage are two, like, little cylindrical, like, tall cylindrical mechanisms. One has little arms that are kind of, like, moving and creating facsimiles of motion. And the other is, it almost looks like a round music box. But it's not the source of music. It's the source of the...
Oh.
Is it all fake and Archimedes got duped? Or does it appear the way Ziggy would see it?
Do I recognize what it is?
With your mechanical background, you'd be able to pretty easily tell... that it's, you know, it's just gears and levers making, like, one of them is made to create mechanical motion, and the other seems to be either designed or possibly a music box that's been enchanted to make sounds other than music.
Can I do an arcana check to see if it seems alive versus enchanted?
Whoa. Yeah, go ahead.
15.
So, you don't get any sense of it that's alive. It is more or less mechanical. You do get a hint of enchantment that you... it's enchanted to have some form of warding. Not in the sense of protection, but in the sense of motion detection or motion sensing. Mm-hmm. That would... as the cage is messed with, result in that laughing effect to be played.
I'm going to ritual cast Identify.
Okay.
Brilliant.
How long does it take to ritual cast?
1 minute.
Only for 1 minute?
Casting time, 1 minute.
Ritual cast takes...
it takes 10 minutes?
Ritual casting, you need the ritual tag, and it takes 10 times the normal casting time.
Oh, I see. I see. Yeah, I thought the time there would be the, like, ritual casting time.
Yeah, that's the trade-off, is that it...
Okay, I don't know how long... I mean, imagine this is happening within the first, like, couple minutes, but okay. I'm going to, ritual cast.
Okay.
Identify.
All right. So you kind of get to work. What does it look like setting up, like, honing your senses, focusing?
A bunch of different measurement tools... of different types, calipers, wrenches, rulers, squares, and just am trying to fully understand what this might be in terms of trying to, like, reverse engineer what kind of enchantment is on this.
Do you have, like, a pocketbook of common devices that you pull out?
Of course, yeah, there's a reference book with all the common devices.
Do you put on glasses when you...
No.
He would, but
I would
wear
put
them.
On my goggles, but... That and, like, little taps with the wrenches and everything just to test it out.
You reach in through the bars.
So you go to start doing your ritual casting. Oko, what are you doing in this time? Are you still staring off the side of a train?
No, I'm standing inside the car with where we had the fight. And just, I guess, watching Marion fiddle with the door. And I don't know. Looking around anxiously.
Okay. While fiddling, I want to pull out a fiddle. while fiddling with the door, I want to cast message to Boko.
Oh.
And say, Sorry, Boko. I don't have an end game. When I get into a scrap, the first thing I think to do is lie. But I don't know what's gonna happen next. I'm sorry I got us into this situation.
Can I message back?
I think you can respond, yes.
Okay.
If you want to.
I'll just think back. I mean, I kind of signed up for this, too. I just didn't know what to do either, so I'm sorry I ruined your lies.
I don't want to recast me. Like, no, not at all. It's not your fault.
Hey, are you getting the door? What's happening over there?
This is one tough cookie.
All right. Give you one more try, and then I'm going to send Fenric over.
And then he's going to kick it down.
Fenric's going to kick it down, yes.
I think I'd like to see
this
that.
This is a beautiful door. We don't have to kick it down.
What is this, hand-carved mahogany?
What are you kidding? This is hand-carved mahogany.
I'll pretend to fiddle with it for as long as they'll let me.
All right.
Can I break it?
I'm
going
to ask Arno. Arno, do you... Okay. The thing is, do you have an... What's your escape plan here? Are you going to... Do you know the conductor? Are you going to just kind of yeet yourselves off the train?
I was just going to wait and... I was hoping to make it to Moten more, but you kind of accelerated our timeline, so...
Sorry about that.
If I had to get off at Grunheim, I'll get off at Grunheim.
Okay, but what I mean is, if you break the door... Okay, yeah.
Then I get off expediently before.
Okay.
Get on top of the train, lay low, see what happens.
Ooh, that would be fun.
Can I hear this?
I think so, y'all. the two of them are kind of on opposite sides of the train car.
Can I yell?
Arno hasn't really moved from the fore of the car.
While facing the door still, can I yell, what's your plan with Soft Paw?
Well, once we get what we're after, I knock him out, leave him here to be found when the train gets unloaded, and move on from there.
I stop what I'm doing, and turn around and stare at Arno.
You're just gonna stare back?
What is Archimedes doing here in this?
He's uncomfortable. He's been...
He's actually totally cool with it.
No, how droll. I don't like any of these plans.
All right, okay, Gregor, can you just gag him, please?
I'm like, I don't want to be gagged.
That's not really something that people ask permission for.
It's not like, get away. Not bad.
He's kind of like batting his paws at this dwarven man who's just like...
I'm sorry, it's just, I have to do it. It's just, it'll be really quick, I swear.
Yep.
What do you need this for, Arno? You, going tomorrow?
I don't care to speak about where I'm going, only where I've been. And, I don't even care to do that, actually. But, you know, usually when you find some exotic item, it's not too difficult to... find a high-bidded buyer.
Something isn't sitting right here. Is your brother really a miner? Or was that a lie, too? I just want to make sure, because you told us yesterday. Was that yesterday?
I mean, there was a point in time where my brother did some mining, yes. He's also been a scavenger and a...
Okay, I didn't...
I think he was a bartender for a
mean
little bit
to
too.
Accuse. I just wanted to know how much was Cloak and Dagger.
We don't
Am
exactly
I
keep tabs.
Telling
on each
people
other?
Too much about myself? Should I be more cool and, you know, make up stories? I don't know. I'm new to this.
Word of advice. Don't try too hard to make up stories. It has the opposite effect that you think.
Okay, good to know.
Are you really 37?
My brother's a lizard.
I'm not sure exactly which of those I should respond to, if at all.
Do you believe me?
Deception check with disadvantage.
That's a nat one.
Sure, yes. And of course, my brother is the king of Isant, so you know.
Okay, so sure. I'm going to say maybe you
the
didn't
head of
believe
parliament,
me.
Even.
But I actually can't tell if you believed me or not.
You're good at this.
Many years of practice. Many, many years. All right, so you cast Identify as a ritual spell. And as far as the object in front of you, the one that is physically moving, it's just a purely mechanical mechanism. There is no enchantment to it. It is just a little tiny, like,
dancing monkey.
Basically robotic device. Yeah, more or less. Envision it how you will with your creative minds. Its outward shape is a little weird. It looks almost like a kind of a cylindrical bottle. It's weird. But the inner workings of it remind you of a music box. However, it does clearly have an illusory enchantment on it. It is effectively permanently enchanted with the minor illusion spell that occasionally when jostled or individuals come close, it gives off its illusory effect, which is that giggle. It giggles a few times while you're identifying.
I feel like that would make me self-conscious.
And what I know is that the only illusionary effect it has?
Yeah, Fred, the identify spell, that's all that would reveal.
Okay. And so I just want to confirm, would I know, is this the true form of the object then?
The illusory effect is purely aural.
Okay.
It is not a visual effect.
And I'd imagine during the time, since it took 10 minutes or so to do this, is there a door on the cage, or would I be able to just pull the items out if I wanted to?
Fiddling with things, it's a bird cage. It was mostly, the tarp was mostly what was keeping it secured. Otherwise, it just has kind of like a normal latch on the gate of it. So yeah, you'd be able to pull out the components.
Okay, I'm gonna pull them out, and I believe I have some cloth in my bag. So I have my bedroll. I'm gonna put the thing that giggles in my bedroll and then shove it in my bag, and I'm curious if that stops the noise, if I'd be able to tell it's no longer being able to be seen, notice if that kind of calms it.
It would certainly muffle it. Doing that carefully, it wouldn't immediately make a sound. As far as you can tell, it seems pretty secure.
Okay.
Side note.
Yes.
Does casting casting identify end your invisibility?
Good question.
It would. Casting a spell does invisibility.
Oh,
I imagine it would, but I don't even know I'm invisible, so.
Right. Okay.
I'd imagine I'm just visible now.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to leave a single dragon scale in the cage.
Uh-huh. Ooh.
Interesting.
I propose a trade.
All right, so you place the scale in there.
And then close the tarp, tie it back up, lock up the secondary cage. And I want to head towards the back of the caboose if there's another door.
Okay, there is a door in the back of the caboose. You can actually see that. I think that I drew it round there. That is a platform off the back of the caboose. So you can open the door and go stand out on that platform if you'd like.
I'm going to go out and sit on the platform out there and just spend some time examining. So I put the one that giggles in my backpack, but I'm holding the other one, and I want to just spend some more time trying to figure out what it does, like what's its purpose, who would create this and why.
Gotcha.
Do you have the key?
No.
Okay.
I do have the key.
Okay.
It is in the jar.
Just for clarity. Oh, yeah, you said that. Okay.
All right. Okay. This has been going on long enough. Fenric, break down the door.
Oh, fine. Okay, fine.
All right. Oh.
You know, you don't learn unless you fail a couple times, Arno.
You're taking too long.
I'm going to message Ziggy. If you can hear me, incoming.
Yeah. And Fenric is actually going to... And just charge at the freaking door.
Gosh, be careful!
And he's gonna slam into the door and kind of bounce back a little bit.
Oh.
Shake his head and be like, okay. All right.
Just, you know. How much healing do those crystals do? Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Kind of mean to ask him, Arno.
You know, how many chickens were we fighting? Just the one. It's not good.
Question.
You want me to try?
I assume I heard that message.
You would have heard the message, and you definitely then would have heard a thud for sure. Okay.
Is there a ladder?
Perhaps a bit of a oof.
Is there a ladder on the caboose that goes
up? Yes, there is, actually.
I'd like to climb that and see if there's... If we're clear sailings, essentially, for the next little while, if I would be semi-safe to walk back.
Okay, give me a perception check.
Oh, I'm real good at this. 16.
16? All right. Yeah. As far as you can tell, just weaving, winding trees. You've moved less from, wide-leafed green trees to these kind of, darker, almost blackened bark trees that have these kind of orangish red leaves coming off of them. They're less wide and a bit thinner, longer, kind of almost wavy, kind of wiggly in the way that they grow off of the trees. There are a couple places here and there where leaves brush the top of the train and stuff like that, but nothing that appears to be a large obstacle, like no low-hanging branches or anything like that.
Okay, then I'm going to assume, having worked on trains most of my life and everything, that it's a fairly safe time to do this, and I'm going to very carefully and slowly work my way down the roof.
Okay.
Kind of crawling along as opposed to just walking along, trying to be somewhat quiet, but also more concerned with staying safe.
Okay, just give me either stealth or acrobatics, however you want to go about this.
Nat 20.
I saw that roll and I was,
beautiful right. Timing.
Yes. Very nice. Like the wind, you...
And if stealth is what I'm doing, by the
gotcha.
Way.
Gotcha. Okay. Like the wind, your big old rattling train, you're on your hands and knees, just slightly shuffling, sliding, not even a little thud, just... skipping your way along.
With that, when I come to the end of the caboose, how large... That's a 5-foot gap, right? Between the caboose and the next train?
Yes.
Is it fully open air, or do the kind of roofs of the train connect?
There might be 6 inches overhang each side, but it's still 4-foot gap, give or take a bit.
Okay. I'll let you decide timing-wise, but I would be wanting to look and see... Are people still there? And if so, and they're not paying attention and telling that I'm very quiet right now, basically attempt to jump that gap and keep going.
Okay. With the nat 20, I'll go ahead and say that you're pretty well aware of what's going on. You can see some people down there. Marion's fiddling with the door. She steps aside. Dude's still sitting there having run into it.
Kind of
little daze, holding his head. And, but there's enough focus on that you can take advantage of the situation and do a little hop across. Go ahead. Do give me either athletic or acrobatics just to make sure.
14.
14? Okay. So it was a low DC because you did 20 on stealth, and 4 foot's not that far to jump, at least by D&D numbers.
4 feet's only 4 feet.
I think... If you get a running start, it's your long jump's supposed to be 10 feet plus your strength modifier.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, what? Exactly. Yeah.
Just like real life.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I imagine he's not getting a running start with the trying to go stealthy.
Agreed.
But still, low difficulty class because of the nat 20 on stealth. After that bang and the kind of days... Arno's like, okay, I'm tired of this. Step aside. And Fenric steps off to the side, and Arno just, from the other side of the car, aims his pistol and just...
I cover my eyes.
Shoots the latch. This seemingly flintlock pistol actually fires what looks like an arcane bolt that hits the latch. And there's like now a 3 or 4 inch
shape charge.
Yeah, what?
It's like a shape charge.
Yeah. It's like there's like a, now like a semicircle kind of blown out of this side of the door where the latch used to be. It's like, all right, now we can get in there. Yes, very good.
That was cool.
That was loud.
Cool and loud.
I mean,
okay.
A little loud, I guess.
I don't think I.
And just to give you an idea of what my plan is. Once I get to the end of this next car, I do plan to climb down and then just walk in to this car from the back.
Okay, all right.
Come on, man.
So Arna shoots it, door latch.
So shall we all go together?
I'll look at Boko.
I mean, I'm curious.
I still want to see.
I mean, trust is a bit tenuous at best right now, so... It seems like the best plan.
I can stay by the door. Oh, you would prefer if we're in there with you?
Yes.
Okay, sure.
So, after you?
Oh, me first? Are you going to lock me in here like a sneaky...
No,
I shut the latch off. I don't think you can lock that anymore.
Oh, no, that's a good point. Okay, I go in.
Next, Arno.
Arno is way on the other side of the train. I think Fenric's going to actually be like, all right, I'll go. Waddle is... strut his way on in there, lumber his way on in. Yunnan will go ahead and just sticking close to Fenric, just all right, follow in as well.
When she comes in, I go, that thing you did where you lit on fire, that was really cool, by the way.
Yes, the family trait.
I get that.
And so both Fenric and Yunnan, after they step in, they kind of just flank the side of the room. They each take a step to the sides for others to pass in. And I was like, all right, my little rabbit friend.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll slowly move in front of him.
And Gregor will actually follow in behind you, with Arno coming in last, still kind of, you know, dragging Snagglepuss along.
Heavens to Murgatroyd.
Heavens to Murgatroyd. Dang it. Well, you now know my inspiration.
Archimedes. That's the one.
Yes. Yes, that is. Man. Have I misspoken that badly before? I'm not sure I have.
I don't think so. I have.
At least not in this campaign.
Yeah, Ziggy does constantly.
And Arno is going to, you know, kind of grab the ropes around Snagglepuss's hands and lift him up.
Two for two.
Arno is going to grab the ropes that are tied around Archimedes' paws and kind of lift him up out of the corner that he had previously shoved him into and just kind of like drag him along. It's like,
I don't understand the problem. You made it into the back of the car. Just let me go.
Muffled through his gag.
Right. yes. Yes.
Good point, kitty man.
Kitty man. That sounds like such a 70s, like, good point, kitty man. Amen.
And they all entered the caboose together.
Arno, if you, while we're walking, what's with the firepower if you say you can charm people?
It's, sometimes you end up into scrapes and, you know, charm doesn't always work. I mean, what would you have done if you were unsuccessful in charming that?
Well, they would have attacked us and we would have, by necessity, needed to become violent.
So you understand then?
Yeah, if somebody attacked, yeah. No, that's fair.
But I use... the same source for my charm as I do my attack. You are loaded down with weapons and apparently charm.
Really doesn't hurt to be prepared now, does it?
That's what has me curious, that's all.
Yeah. I don't have... I have very particular skills, but they are... Their scope is narrow. That's... why do you think we all work together, huh?
I look at Boko. I'm like, oh, I'm on a team now. Whoa.
All right, so Archimedes, show us Which one is yours? What does it look like?
It's like...
Okay, well, I guess I...
Rips it off. I wouldn't tell you even if you cut out my tongue.
Ooh.
Well, then I...
Don't offer
You couldn't
that.
Tell me if I cut out your tongue. You understand that that's a problem, right?
Oh, fair point.
So, anyway, still, I wouldn't tell you before you did it either.
It's the cage. The huge
bird cage.
In the other cage.
I suppose
that's
what
makes
sense.
What's your plan, Archimedes?
You're in trouble. You just stay quiet, stay put, and wait for someone to come rescue you, right? Is that not how it works around here?
I don't know.
Is someone coming for you?
I hope so.
Oh, we gotta get this guy a chaperone. I say to Marion.
All right, so I guess we'll go check out the cage.
At that time is when I'd imagine that I would enter back into the previous car. Is anyone still in this car?
No.
Has
I don't.
The owl left?
I misspoke. The owl would have gone in with everyone else.
Oh, okay.
She's in there. She's the knight, I think.
Okay.
Yes. That was my fault. I was like, don't forget Gregor, but then I forgot Dronas. But yes, that car would be more or less clear. They didn't really close the door behind them, and the caboose door doesn't really close now either. So there is that to take into account, but they're all pretty focused on what's going on in the caboose.
Then I'm going to just find a set of crates and kind of set my bag amongst them and then sit on one of the crates.
What?
And just hang out there and have a breather.
Okay. Sounds good.
Imagine somewhere like here.
So, I guess while Ziggy's walking his way up, Fenric and Enon kind of, make their way to the cage. Did you relatch the padlock?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, well... All right, I'm not sure I can break this.
I already rattled my head. I'm not doing that again.
Yeah, I don't think it would work on this either.
Okay. I can give it a shot.
Well,
you did some learning already,
hope you're better at this than you are at the door, huh?
No need to be snippy. Well, I guess it's been taking a while, so...
21.
Yeah, you're pretty deftly... Click that on open, just slightly better than Ziggy. Only slightly. He doesn't need to know that. You don't know that. But for the record, slightly better than Ziggy.
And also the thing on your head, the Eldritch Cannon, is going to slowly detach and start walking back towards the other car.
What happened? Where's it going?
It's just slowly making its way back towards
it. Starts walking, and Arno's like, oh, excuse me. And just like, just
gonna,
lets it go.
I'm going to scamper after it and try and catch it. Like it's a bug.
I guess
it moves 15 feet.
Yeah, but let's make it fun. Both of you do just a flat dex check. I have no idea what stat you use for your guy, but use that stat.
It has an armor class. Don't know
okay,
that it has
just,
stats. Just
use
flat.
Your.
I'll go flat.
Okay.
8.
15.
So Boko manages to pounce on top of it. And it stops for, like, a brief moment, but then it just keeps walking again. Boko's just going for a little ride now.
What, it's scaring me?
Yeah.
Where are we going?
I mean, it's a small thing, but you're also a small thing. You're not big enough to impede its movement, more or less.
I guess I'm just along for the ride.
All right.
You're a chicken on a Roomba, essentially.
Narno's like, all right, okay.
Sorry, I can't stop him.
Okay, I just... just let her go, I guess. All right, so you got the lock off. Let's take a look at the cage then.
I'll move aside.
Okay. All right. So, Enon's going to step into the cage and start cutting the straps off of the cage, the straps that Ziggy previously tied back in place after getting his little glance. She's going to throw up the tarp and just see
a single, solitary, fairly small green dragon scale.
I tilt my head.
They don't. This doesn't seem good, right?
Was the moving one still in there?
No. I took both.
No. He took literally just a green dragon scale in this large cage. And
Mr. Longfellow, I don't understand.
Those aren't so rare.
Stand.
Are they? I should have asked him for more.
Oh, no, you're right.
And with a very, bad deception roll, Longfellow's going to be like,
well, you know, mystical creatures are highly prized, and, you know, they let me in tomorrow if I show mystical creatures, yeah.
Do you want me to roll against him?
You can, yeah. It would be insight.
17.
You're like, that's not the full story. He is lying his butt off trying to, like, you know, this is not what he expected to see in there either.
But he's not, is he shaken by it?
He's not shaken. He is surprised, but his cunning wit kicks in before his fear and anxiety does.
It's one way to describe it.
Mm-hmm. I heard it. I saw something on the platform. I saw two little guys giggling under the... I don't understand.
Clearly, scaly creatures like to play and laugh, right?
Scaly creatures?
Is that not a scale there?
I think about Kaizen, right, and I'm like, yeah, he kind of did. He played. Pretty playful. All
right, so is that it? That's it?
I mean, yeah. That's it.
I'm having to roll against myself on this. This is weird.
I'd imagine at this point, the Eldritch Cannon has more or less come back to me, and so I guess if you're riding it,
yeah,
I know. Boko, see you.
Boko, basically, you'd end up in the next car, and you just see Ziggy sitting on a box.
Ziggy, what are you doing here?
I'm wondering where everybody went.
They think you fell off the train. You gotta go.
Fell off the train? I'm right here.
I mean, for a second, I thought you fell off the train. It's been... They're gonna probably be mad if they find you.
Where do I go?
I don't know. Just go back to the car. I don't think they're gonna come back.
Okay, and I'm just gonna head out. I'll take my Eldritch Cannon, and I'll head out to the. I'll meet you back at our room.
Now I'm like really nervous that I have to lie about having seen Ziggy. I'm just gonna casually lean on this crate. And think up a lie furiously.
Just do a flat charisma check. Or maybe you could do like performance if you'd like.
No, I would not like, because that would be a one. It's a two, it stands.
Okay. You are not holding
I'm
it
sweating.
Together at all. It's a very good thing that they're all currently preoccupied.
My feathers are damp. I'm sweating profusely.
But I will head out. So hopefully that calms you a little.
Wait, I have his goggles. I'm going to keep the goggles.
I'm going to slowly back away.
Okay.
Having heard Archimedes lie. And I'm going to try and slip out of the car.
Okay. Go ahead. I guess do a... Yeah, do a stealth. Do a stealth. It is going to be against a fairly high perception, I think.
24.
Well, not that high perception. That was a 21, unfortunately. But you take advantage of just that little, just the little bit of focus on this green scale sitting in this overly large cage. Even with Arno's really high perception, he's way too distracted. He's like, okay, so why this really big cage for such a small thing?
Well, you know, the bigger it is, the more grand it appears when I show it off.
But doesn't the largeness of the cage, the juxtaposition, doesn't that just highlight how small it is?
No, you've got it all wrong.
And that's the argument you hear as you back on out of the car.
Oh, something's weird. I think we should go.
Ziggy's here. He just left.
Okay, I thought he might have been stuck in the car with us.
Why,
in there.
What's wrong?
Some Archimedes is lying, and there's just a dragon scale in the cage. Like, one dragon scale in the cage. I don't know if there's a dragon loose, but I'm uncomfortable, and I think we should just go before they catch up.
Okay. I'm going to do a perception. Can I do a perception check real quick?
4.
See if there's a dragon loose.
Sure. Why not?
All right, that's a 12.
I mean,
that's
you technically 15. Get disadvantage if you're looking around. I'm sorry, get advantage if you're looking around.
Okay,
that's what I
well,
meant.
I mean, it's still 15.
You don't see any dragons in this car.
Okay, it seems like a them problem if there is a dragon.
Yeah, okay.
Should we, what if they come find us? Should we rescue Mr. Softpaws?
I don't know. Now he's, I can tell he's lying. That's all I know. But he's not phased.
There's not a lot of spots to hide on a train.
No, you're right. I mean, we could get off at Grunheim and hop the next one to Isant if we need to.
Can I take a look at the coupling mechanism between the cars?
Oh my gosh.
And see if I can figure out how to uncouple them.
Give me a...
If only you had an engineer for this. Didn't send him back to
I
the room.
I kind of don't want to because I think they would probably kill Archimedes. I'm really torn about
Maybe
this.
Maybe he'll join the crew.
Right? If we save him?
No. He'll join their crew.
Oh, that would be good for him, I think. He needs someone to have his back.
Yes. And maybe someone to slap him around every so often.
Maybe, yeah. Take him down a peg.
I think with something like this, you'd either have to do... I think you'd just have to do an investigation check.
Okay. That feels
right.
Yeah,
if it was Ziggy, I'd give Arcana a go because his magical stuff is mechanical in nature.
Yeah.
But for you, I think it's just an investigation.
Okay, so that is... Oh, 17.
17? All right. You're fairly certain that you can pull a few pins and cause this to uncouple.
I look down and I look up at Marion and I go, we could just pull the cars apart.
We could just pull the cars apart.
We'd probably get in a lot of trouble, but... And maybe Archimedes would get hurt. I don't know what to do.
It's hard to care about Archimedes.
We gotta do something quick.
We have to do something real quick. I don't think we should do it.
Okay, let's just go then.
If we just go. I don't know what they could possibly be angry for us about. We've done nothing wrong.
But Archimedes knows that we were involved with this whole...
We didn't kidnap him. We didn't threaten to cut his tongue off.
Good point.
We didn't break into
the...
We can
help him
find
his baby
dragon. Yes, exactly. We can help him find... If he's really upset, we offer a consultation.
Good point.
Okay, let's go.
Let's go.
All right. So Alex said, as the argument between Archimedes and Arno seems to continue, he's like, the last thing you hear is to be like, so, did you ever actually have the dragon or just the scale?
Well, that's a crazy story. I saw the dragon. You're too far away.
I kind of love him now.
He just goes with it.
Yeah. He's committed.
Yes. He's not like, oh my gosh, you took my giggling way.
All right, so... You know, the three of you exit the cart together? Or were you...
I would have, assuming I feel in the clear, I would have stopped at the first lounge car to grab a drink.
Okay. So you... Okay. Yeah. So you're... So y'all move on into the prior cargo car, and you don't see Ziggy. If you keep on going, you eventually do find him in the... lounge. It's kind of the moderate lounge. It stands between the two pairs of standard cars, so it is a little bit crowded. Were you looking for bar seating or?
So I wanted to go up to the barkeep and ask, have you started giving out those rounds on me yet?
Well, you see, it
It was not yet noon, but we are well past that now. So if you like, I forgot. Okay. All right. Drinks on this guy. Yep, cheering.
Jeez, that's
so
there?
Some pretty decent cheering. Zat's still sitting at the bar. He charm lasts an hour.
Yeah.
Timing wise, what the fight was technically fast. Yeah.
And then a ritual cast, which is 10 minutes.
Yeah. So Zat does not to be does not appear to be charmed any longer, but he is like holding his head, like just rubbing the temples, like, okay, so yeah, this is a new sensation. So does drinking help or hurt the head? I don't.
And I'm gonna place a drink in front of him.
Okay,
hope you're feeling better.
Thank you. You look familiar. Oh, yeah. You're that guy. I don't remember what I was doing, but this head. Oh, he just starts drinking. But otherwise, yeah, some mixture of people in this car. Gnomes, dwarves, humans, an Arakakra, an elf, a Genasi, just all kind of hubbin' and bubbin', hubble bubblin'. Just general hubbub happening.
I just had a devious idea, Marion.
What?
Should we tell on them?
Yes, let's do it. Let's do it.
All right. Who are you going to tell?
I don't know.
Is there anyone? There's no, like, trained marshal or anything, is there?
Oh. Go ahead and give me either a perception or... Yeah, just do me a perception check. Just kind of scan the area.
Nat 20. Yes.
Well, you don't see much of anyone in this room. Okay. The bartender himself is kind of a big guy. So,
are we all in the same room now?
Yeah. Did we make it there, or is Boca looking around on our way?
Sorry. Y'all would not be terribly far behind him.
Okay.
By the time all the announcement of like drinks on this guy, so on and so forth, you're probably coming in about the time Ziggy's finishing with Zat, and you know, people are just getting drinks and hanging out. So you do a little bit of a scan. You don't see anyone that looks like formal law enforcement. It looks like the bartender could probably scrap a little if he wanted to, but nothing formalized. No sort of trained marshal.
Okay. Should we just tell the bartender?
Yeah, maybe he has like, I was going to say a panic button.
Yeah.
I don't think they have.
I don't know.
Panic button.
Do you want to do the talking so I don't mess it up again?
No, you didn't mess anything up, Boca.
Okay.
You should give it a try. Okay, but okay.
Oh, I'll take notes.
In secret. I'm going to slam my hands on the bar.
I'm signing anything I can get for you.
Sir, there are people messing in the caboose. They broke in. They're using weapons. Please send help.
That's not good. Give me a persuasion. Persuasion with advantage, because, yeah, that's some pretty big news.
22.
Okay. All right. Well. Not a good. I gotta
Is
leave.
Is there someone
gotta
we
go.
Can get?
He actually reaches under the bar and he just pulls out a keg, jams a tap into it, puts it on the side of the bar and says, I'll be right back. Starts sprinting off towards the back of the train.
Marion?
Siggy.
Oh, great to see you guys. Drinks are on me. I would say you could get something, but it seems like he just headed off.
Can I grab two glasses from behind the bar?
I believe he would have set out some glasses
too.
With the
king. I'll hand a glass to Boca.
I take it and...
Everything okay? Boca told me I fell off the train?
Yes, I don't know. I panicked.
We're several layers of lies deep at this point, and I'm nervous.
I think Arno is too, and I think Archimedes might be just a few layers behind us, though, so...
So should we give the keys to... Do you still have them?
Do a perception of if anybody's paying attention to us in the room or if everybody's just enjoying their free drinks.
The crowd is pretty large. Like, it's
large for what can fit in like a 15-foot wide train car. No one's going to be paying much attention as there is just too many people, too many drinks.
Okay, well, I got what was ever in that cage. I left a dragon scale in case. That, I felt like that was a fair trade. I didn't want to steal. But
what was in the cage?
Where?
I'll show you later. Some sort of small mechanical device. It has a small illusionary spell on it.
It seems wasn't pixies?
Kind of useless, but I...
Is it alive?
And it wasn't
I
gotta
study it more.
It wasn't a dragon.
What? No, it was mechanical. Okay. Two mechanical devices.
But it was
actually.
Laughing.
It was laughing.
Yeah, it had a minor illusion spell enchantment on it.
Oh, okay. My goodness. Are you stole them? So...
Not stole. I left a dragon scale.
Okay.
I thought that was fair. I couldn't quite tell the value of these, but...
We should probably not hang around.
Well, we could return the keys at the very least.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have that dinner, too.
Yeah. At dinner, you could pretend to be straw.
Yes.
And we could get you in trouble.
Yes, for stealing the keys. I was thinking the same thing. That way, there's no commotion.
Or just leave the keys in the car on the ground with the crowd.
Oh.
No, I like that idea better.
That's a great idea. Is anyone
so
looking at
as
us?
The as this conversation is progressing, train continues moving. You actually move a little bit out of the forest. You actually come to a clearing in the forest. It's like a large glen or meadow, and you feel a little jolt as the train begins to slow down. And the train, shortly after, comes to a stop in Grunheim. Looking out the windows, you can see just varieties of trees over the place. Some of the reddish-orange squiggly-leaved trees, some of the broader green-leaf trees. There are really tall, spindly ones that just have branches that reach straight up, almost like outstretched fingers. Mm. And on the tip of them have these little flowered buds just reaching towards the sky. There are some wider, they're short, like shorter trees, but they're really wide and squat, and you can actually see structures built into them. Some of the trees, as they come up and almost form like a little cradle, there are structures built in the cradles. Others are more like portions of tree have actually been hollowed out and buildings built into the trunk themselves. And surrounding the area is just a wide, large hedge. Just encompasses the entire air, the meadow with the trees. And
do we drive in through like a hedge wall?
Yes. Yes, you do.
So cool.
And as you go in through the hedge wall, you can see that behind this, like this 10-foot thick hedge wall, as you're tunneling through, it breaks off into little, almost, it looks like little hedge mazes, little designs, little gardens. You have little rose bushes here and there. You have little smatterings of berry bushes, daisies, lilacs, lilies, just a variety of different colors and varietals of flowers. As the train comes in to stop, you hear over like some sort of really tinny, almost like phonograph sounding PA system. Like, they're stopping in Grunheim now. Everybody who needs to get off, and everybody who needs to get on. We'll be going again in 15 minutes.
Do I need to get off the train?
We could get off and take the next one.
I don't think that's a good idea, because Arno said that they were going to get off.
Okay,
right?
Let's not.
So,
they're getting
we can
off
just
in Grunheim?
Hope that they get off at Grunheim.
Maybe they won't anymore.
But if I fell off the train...
Yeah.
I say just lay low. Go to first class, right?
I don't think that's laying low.
Well, I mean... They have to walk farther to find you.
Have you guys ever been to Grunheim?
Plus, we have to yeah. we have to meet with the... Oh, no, we don't have to. I guess.
We could reschedule.
I guess we don't... Yeah, we don't have to.
Have you been to Grunheim?
Boko? I haven't. It looks really cool, though.
Do you
so
want to?
I would be happy to, yeah.
Just saying, a city's bigger than a train.
That's I love Grunheim. Point. I mean, I would love to visit again if you're not due any sound.
Well, I'm not due.
Let's do it.
Reach into the jar and drop the keys behind the bar.
Okay.
And put the jar back in my bag.
Okay.
Let's head out. If we get off quickly, we can probably watch to see if Arno or any of his crew get off.
Good point.
Yeah.
Or maybe you could as someone else while we...
Yes.
Go somewhere.
Yes. That's a great idea.
All right.
I'll,
Let's head out.
Let's go.
Okay, so as the crowd is, you know, continuing to mill and drink, some people are, like, getting off. The shortly after dropping the key, the bartender comes back in and he's kind of brushing some dirt off. He seems like he might have actually gotten a little bit of a scrap. Like he's got this tiny little tear in his vest. Sees the key, is confused, but just like kind of sticks it under on a shelf underneath the bar. Begins to kind of like hassle people as they're like trying to get off, and he's like, oh no, gotta get the mugs, gotta collect my cups back. No, like,
he works.
You can't take that with you. You need that to stay with me. Please, sorry. Hello, new people, drinks, keg, yes, you know. But in the commotion, you are able to pretty easily step off the train into a grassy field on the edge of Grunheim. Anyone who is interested, go ahead and give me a perception check. This would be advantage for Boko.
I'm also going to take the goggles off and hand them back to Ziggy.
Okay.
6.
13.
Okay.
8.
8. All right. None of you see any of Arno's crew.
So, Marion, you've been here before. Want to lead the way?
Okay. Yeah.
I'm starving.
I know a place.
All right. So, y'all head off into the town to try and go find some food and victuals. And that is where we will leave you this time as you arrive in Grunheim.
Unexpected stop. I'm so. Oh, dang it. Did you say dang it?
Yeah, I wanted to see more of Grunheim.
You will.
Well, thank God, because I don't know a place.
Yeah,
I have no idea.
You've been here before.
All right. Thank you very much for joining us for this episode. Hope you enjoyed it. Had some fun little fallout from the battle, and we get to go on a new little adventure in a new town. And yeah, we'll have a good time doing some more exploring and seeing what's up. Without further ado, we'll see y'all next time. Bye.
Bye. Bye.